This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Today is the last day of Pride Month, and when you think about seeing a drag show, you might picture being in a dark bar or a dance club. But of course, until just recently, bars had been closed in Michigan due to the coronavirus pandemic. So where do drag queens perform in lockdown? How about on the Kalamazoo River? Jimmy Sims performs as Sasha Banks in Battle Creek. He organized the show as part of his series, Sundays with Sasha.
We were on an island. We did our little costume changes. And I got my cute little bikini with my grass skirt. And I was filming my Moana fantasy for everybody.
Each of the queens performed a number, walking from the banks into the river, splashing and waving at passing kayakers. And they broadcast the show on Facebook Live. During quarantine, drag performers around the world have turned to online streaming platforms to keep doing shows from their homes, parks, and yes, on a tubing trip.
We could just keep doing shows in the basement with our little curtain background, but we're going to do it virtually. We might as well change it up and find somewhere cool to do a show, you know?
My name is Shane Barrera, also known as Miss Moscato, just like the wine, bubbly and sweet.
Barrera lives in Kalamazoo. He also took part in Sim's show on the river. Drag queens have had to get creative in quarantine to put on the same kind of production their audience expects in a bar. Barrera says he usually loves to dance during his numbers.
I'm a big dancing queen. I like to hop around. I like to skip around, you know, things like that. And I live in an apartment. I live on the second story. I can't do that. My neighbors may think somebody died if I do that.
And Sim says it can be hard not to have the audience in the same room.
If you're doing a slow ballad, sometimes you get in your feelings and like just seeing everybody there reacting to it, you know, kind of eggs it on. If you're trying to like feel connection, but you're staring at a phone screen, you know, it's harder to like feel that connection.
Barrera says drag is like his second job, but putting together virtual drag shows is about more than just money.
Truly, we weren't there for tips. We were there for one, to express our art, and two, to really maintain that, you know, that kind of peace of mind. And well, at least we still have drag shows to hang on to.
Meanwhile, in Battle Creek, the LGBTQ plus community lost its only gay bar last year. So Sims began organizing monthly shows at a bar called The Music Factory. And at the beginning of the year, they gained enough momentum to be able to perform weekly. But that all came to a halt because of the pandemic.
I wanted to make sure we still had our audience base and we still kept people wanting to see more shows.
Now, as Michigan reopens and some bars go back to business, drag performers like Sims and Barrera are ready to get back on stage. Though they acknowledge there's going to be some differences, like using a tip jar instead of audience members directly handing dollars to queens. Sims also says he's taken the time in lockdown to step up his game for his next in-person performances.
Hopefully when you come see our show, you'll see new costumes, new outfits, and basically a whole new me.
The Music Factory in Battle Creek hosted its first drag show in months last week. Sims, as Sasha Banks, performed in a lip-sync battle against another queen to Katy Perry's Firework. A video of the performance shows the queens dancing behind a barrier. It's a contrast to a typical drag show, which is loaded with audience interaction. But despite the fact they can't currently reach out and touch their audience members, there's not much else different about Sims being on stage and entertaining. For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.